The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment. Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games. The entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, podcasts, pictures are up at SeanGreenShow.com. And also check me out on WGNPlus.com. That is WGNPlus.com. Also, you can check me out on Facebook. It's Sean Green Show Media. And on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show if you want to check me out there. Jam-packed show for you today. I told you guys I was going to go see Deadpool last week, and I went and saw it, and I totally enjoyed it. And we got a whole new set of movies coming out this week, but I definitely want to get my main man, Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. He joins me right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
All right. So, Deadpool. I totally loved the movie. I enjoyed myself. Even though it was an R-rated film, I couldn't take the kids. But me personally, I loved the movie. I laughed a lot. There were really great action scenes. And to my surprise, I go to movies.com, and you have an article about possibly an R-rated Wolverine, which I always thought, when they started making these Wolverine films, and if you're like a follower of the Wolverine comic, Wolverine was pretty bloody and gory. So with the success of Deadpool, how close are we to getting an R-rated Wolverine?
Oh, I think the next Wolverine, the Wolverine 3 is what they call it, and this is going to be Hugh Jackman's last sort of solo effort as Wolverine before they do whatever they're going to do with the character, probably reboot him in some way. I think it's going to be R-rated. Deadpool, now, it was very successful. I mean, biggest R-rated opening of all time. I don't think it was just its R rating. I think its marketing had a lot to do with it. I think just how fresh and funny and cool and different it seemed was just a very big, people were attracted to that. But I think Wolverine, you know, and what's interesting about Deadpool is Deadpool made more money in 4 days than the Wolverine made in its entire domestic run, which goes to show that audiences just want something different, you know. So I think that Wolverine 3 could be rated R, but they should still also do something different with that R rating. Just don't make it bloodier, you know. Do something different. You know, I think the success of Deadpool is really screaming out that people just want superhero movies that are different from one another. They still want superhero movies, clearly.
Yeah.
But they just want ones that are different from the last superhero movie. And so I think that Wolverine should at least try to separate itself and do something different like Deadpool did, and I think it'll find some success. But I do think it's going to be R-rated.
Yeah, definitely, and I can't wait. And we'll definitely get the news from you the minute it drops. Another movie, too, that I'm looking forward to, and I saw on movies.com, is Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And the first Guardians of the Galaxy, I will say, I was one of the naysayers of saying that this movie may be a flop because a lot of people don't know about Guardians of the Galaxy. And when it finally was released, it wowed everybody. And of course, we all knew that it was coming. It was just a matter of when it was coming and who's going to be in it. And on movies.com, you have an entire article and a statement from the director, James Gunn, regarding Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So what's the deal with this?
Well, the movie just started its production. So in order to announce the production, they released the first photo from the film, as well as some additional cast members, including Kurt Russell, which a lot of people think he's going to play Star-Lord's father. Chris Pratt plays Star-Lord. If you remember the first Guardians of the Galaxy, there was a lot of sort of who is his father. We know who his mother is. We know he was ripped from Earth and is now this space misfit. But who is his father? We know his father is someone of the Marvel sort of universe. So I think that Kurt Russell is going to play his father. I think this movie, a lot of it is going to be sort of about the search for his father, or who is his father, and what's his father's past. But it's cool. It's going to be cool to have Kurt Russell in a Marvel movie. And the first image, while it doesn't really show us much of the movie, it does reveal a lot, actually, because you have Groot, if you remember the giant tree Groot,
yeah,
who was voiced by Vin Diesel, is a little tree this time, is a little Groot on Drax's shoulders. So I think that's interesting that they changed up the dynamic of Groot as this, instead of this big, tall, intimidating sort of lifelike tree, now it's this little tiny tree. And so how are they going to use Groot when he's a tiny size? I'm interested to see what that dynamic is between him and Rocket, Raccoon, who's voiced by Bradley Cooper. So, yeah, I mean, this was a huge movie. It took a lot of people by surprise, and I think the sequel is going to be big. It's got a nice, juicy early May 5th, 2017 release date. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see how it does. I think it's going to do well.
Yeah, and one thing that can definitely be expected from Guardians of the Galaxy is a cool soundtrack, because I love the soundtrack to the first one. A lot of classics in the first one, so I'm quite sure there's going to be a lot of classics in the second one. New set of movies this week. What is the go-to movie this week that people should see?
Well, I would probably go between a couple. The Witch. The Witch is a very, really solid genre movie. Very different kind of horror movie. This isn't like a sort of kind of Hollywood movie that Hollywood churns out, very accessible. Takes place in 1630s New England. It's very authentic to that time period. It follows a family who are banished from their community, and they try to resettle in the woods, and they're sort of tormented physically and psychologically by this witch, and it kind of tears them apart. So it's a really freaky movie, and the period detail is immaculate. It's you feel like you're there. We've never really seen sort of a movie about kind of 1600s folklore like this before, and how authentic it feels. That being said, it doesn't have all of those kind of beats and jump scares that you would expect in a movie like The Conjuring or something that's a little bit more widely accessible. So I think this is a movie more people will respect versus love. But if you're a hardcore fan of the horror genre and you like watch a lot of the indie horror movies and you're sort of up to speed on who the main players are in that game and you really like watching different kinds of horror movies, then there's no way you can't watch The Witch, because in the heavy horror circles, for hardcore fans of this genre, this is one of their favorite movies of this year. It actually premiered at Sundance Film Festival last year, which is where I saw it, and it was one of their favorite movies last year. So if you like to run in those genre circles, definitely check this out.
All right, great. And one movie that I'm actually interested in, and I'm surprised that I'm actually interested in it, is Risen, because, correct me if I'm wrong, this deals with what happens after Jesus actually rises from the dead, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this deals with the resurrection, sort of. So it takes place, after Jesus is crucified, and they put him in sort of that cave, and they kind of have someone stand guard, and then he resurrects, and so it sort of deals with the person tasked with kind of finding him and finding out what happened,
yeah,
and sort of his journey and what he goes through. Really interesting, and yeah, it is the story of Jesus told in a different way than we've seen before. So I definitely think, and it's got a pretty good cast as well. Joseph Fiennes, who is Clavius, he's the main character. He's a really, really strong actor, and I really like him. So yeah, I think this has potential to do well. And it's funny because it's opposite another movie called Race. So you have Race and Risen, and okay, I bet you a lot of people are like, Race, Risen. What's the difference? Race is we've got a couple of weeks here with inspirational sports biopics, and this is one of them. Focuses on Jesse Owens, the Olympic athlete who went to the 1936 Olympics in Germany when Adolf Hitler was at, you know, at his best. And so, very interesting story there about how he overcame the hatred and, you know, racism to sort of become this Olympic champion. And so, and then there's another one coming out, I think, next week called Eddie the Eagle, which is also really good. So this is a great time for those inspirational sports movies, especially right after football. Baseball is just kind of getting into spring training, and, like, I'm a sports fan, so I feel like I'm in this, like, rut now.
Yeah.
You know, football's over. You don't know what to do with yourself. This is the first Sunday after Super Bowl. So, you know, you got a couple in a row, and they're really good. So I highly recommend both Race and Eddie the Eagle.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check him out on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis. If you need to pre-order your tickets, go to Fandango.com. You got Risen, Race, and The Witch. If you want to check those movies out, make sure you pre-order those tickets on Fandango.com. That's Fandango.com. Also, check out Movies.com if you want to check out Eric's article on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And also, if you want to read about the possibility, or actually it's going to be an R-rated Wolverine film, a standalone film, R-rated. Will it be good? We don't know. But make sure you go to Movies.com and check it out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man. Be good.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.